little bit of frustration with all the new stuff and new guys moving around there?
Yeah, today wasn't our best day. You know, we've had much better days as an offense, all around, getting lined up, playing fast, throwing the ball, protecting. I mean, all around, we just didn't have our best day today. And you know, that's what this time's for. I'm not frustrated by the mistakes as far as, you know, they can't be corrected. It's something that's going to be corrected this afternoon. And tomorrow I should look, and we should look much better.
I think it's a little bit of the most emotion I've seen from you, I mean, that you've shown on the field today.
Yeah, it was a frustrating day. You know, I just, I want to be crisp. I want everything to work like a well-oiled machine. And today we weren't crisp, so we got to get it better for tomorrow.
Is that a little bit of the job description now for you, Ryan? And maybe a couple years ago you wouldn't have been quite so vociferous with the rookie there after that one.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think, you know, now I'm more apt to step up and say something, make a statement, and, you know, that's part of playing the QB position. You know, now I feel comfortable. I have the respect of my teammates around me, and I can do that.
Having said that, it's not what you want it to look like now, but can you see this offense? Is that why it is frustrating? Because you know it.
Yeah, definitely. We've seen it already. You know, we've seen it in the OTAs. We've played well in OTAs up to this point, so. To come out here and have that on our first day of minicamp, it's really kind of unacceptable, and I'm looking forward to getting those mistakes corrected and practicing much better tomorrow.
How do you feel like you are doing personally with the comprehension, learning for the work in progress, or how would you describe it for you?
I feel good. You know, I'm still learning. Obviously, there's a lot to do, a lot to learn in this offense, just getting everything down where it's secondhand nature, and not having to think about anything, just going out and playing. But every day I feel more and more comfortable, even on a bad day like today. You know, we can learn from this tape. We can see where the timing didn't match up, or we missed the protection, missed the hot, and learn from it.
Ryan, what are you liking most about the offense so far?
I like a lot of things about it. You know, I think we have a good run package that spreads the field, creates running lanes inside. We get the ball all over the field to all of our playmakers, and we create matchups, and that's fun for me. We have the guys that can win those one-on-one matchups, and when you can spread them out, isolate them, and get those one-on-one matchups, it's fun for me to distribute the ball.
Ryan, how have you seen the playmakers, the wide receivers, Wallace, Hartline, those guys you're going to be throwing to come along in this offense with ball?
I think they like it. You know, I think they see the potential of this offense through the OTAs. You know, they've caught a lot of balls downfield, doing a lot of things that we haven't done before, and it's exciting just to see those new plays start timing up better and better, and putting pressure on the defense. You know, just talking to the defense. You know, all the pre-snap movement and all that stuff is really putting pressure on them and can help create good matchups for us.
Ryan, do you remember Anthony Johnson, number 76, when you were in the SEC? He was at LSU defensive line. Do you remember much about him? Right?
I don't remember him, but that was a great catch today.
you might have answered this way over here, but what's the biggest difference to you in this offense?
It's a lot of differences in this offense, completely different system. But I like the way we move guys around. Guys are going to be playing all over the field from every position, and that's exciting for me.
You feel get to take advantage of your athleticism a little more this year?
Definitely. I think so. We spread the field. I think you guys have seen that so far. And our run game will isolate some guys and get people in space, including myself. Do I?
The next 6 weeks, what does it hold for you? What do you have planned?
Well, I'll take a little bit of time just to get away from the game and then start preparing again. And then it's crunch time. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you did in February and April at this point if you let it go to waste in July. So, you know, it's a few days away to get reconnect with family and have some fun. But then it's back to work, you know, getting ready for a big season for us.
So you're going back to Texas?
No, I'll be here.
John, you talked last year about between your rookie year and first year, how you just felt so much different. What's the leap like between 2 and 3?
It's big. You know, I think this is a big year for myself. It's a big year for our team. You know, we got a new offense, so we're all kind of in this thing, learning together, figuring out just simple stuff, you know, like where to line up on a certain play as opposed to another play. And it's stuff that, you know, no one really thinks about, but it matters. You know, 2 yards of where you line up can matter. And, you know, when you're out here running these plays for the first time, it may not be pretty the first time you run through the plays, and you know, we're all figuring those things out. So for me, you know, I'm learning a lot at this point, but getting more comfortable as I go along in every asset of my game.
Ryan, is it fresh in your guys' head just how disappointing the offense was in those last 2 games last year? You know what I mean? Does that motivate you guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think just last year in general, we underperformed as a team. Had a lot of games we should have won, and I think that kind of started a fire in us. Had a lot of guys returning, added a bunch of good pieces, and we see the potential of this team. We see that we have the playmakers that can take us a long way, and now it's just a matter of putting the pieces together and winning games.
Has the off-season gone fast for you, Ryan?
Yeah, it's flown by. You know, it feels like just a couple weeks ago we were playing. So,
why do you think that is? Why does it seem that way?
I don't know. That's life. You know, life goes by fast. You know, life happens. You know, you blink and it's your third year in the NFL. It's your third year riding. You know, whatever it is, life just happens. And you know, take it in and appreciate it as you go. But it goes by fast.
Ryan, what's your early impression of Jarvis Landry?
He's a playmaker. Some of the strongest hands I've seen ever. You know, since I've been playing football. You know,
wow.
He's a guy that is going to catch the ball if it's in his area. I've seen him already make some tough one-handed catches in practice. So he stands out as far as his ball-catching ability, and he seems like a guy that once he gets the ball in his hands is going to do something with it. So it's going to be fun, you know, getting the ball to him.